of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Hi, good evening, and this is the prime of the news for today, Thursday, April 25th of 2019. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. In the headlines, Val Coffey, event coordinator, calypsonian, a comedian, and a popular MC, says Dominica is a lady of song, Ophelia Marie, has not been adequately recognized officially in Dominica. Barbados economy in line for a major boost as U.S.-based development company Smart seeks to attract approximately $2 billion in foreign direct investment for development projects over the 10-year period, and a global counter-terrorism situation remains very worrying, says a senior official, as UN-EU signs a new agreement to fight the scourge that killed more than 350 people in the past week alone. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Fast Cash. The details of these stories and more are coming up next.
Get the perfect pair of frames at Quartz Optical. Get 30% off your second pair of glasses. With Quartz Ready Finance, you can make this upgrade today with nothing down and nothing to pay until after Easter. Get your perfect pair today, only at Quartz Optical, the largest and fastest growing optical chain in the Caribbean. Value you can see. Special conditions apply.
Does paying various bills every month come across as doing hard labor? Then it's time to break the chains, because Fast Cash is ready to consolidate your outstanding debt. Bring us your overdue bills or loans and we'll pay them off together, leaving you with one easy monthly payment. And we're not stopping there, because you'll also receive $500 cash back. Is this Christmas? No, this is Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
And we're back. Event coordinator, calypsonian, comedian, and popular MC Aval Coffey is challenging Dominicans to do more and show more appreciation to local artists, and specifically to Dominica's Lady of Song, Ophelia Marie. Coffey spoke to the media at the Mama Creole press launch today, Thursday, April 25th, at the Calypso House in Bath Estate, Roseau, where he contends that Dominica's Lady of Song, Ophelia Marie, has not been adequately recognized officially in Dominica. Coffey says Ophelia is one of the artists who stands out internationally and has also been recognized internationally, but who has not been recognized properly here in Dominica. As a result of this reality, Coffey, along with Leroy Waddix, Charles, and various sponsors, decided to host the Mama Creole press launch and two major shows on a Mother's Day weekend.
Creole music has been an incentive at the heart of Dominica's musical legacy. Regrettably, we have not done enough to make our Creole music what it should be, in comparison to what has been done in our islands, in Jamaica, in Trinidad. At 80 years of age, almost 80, Calypso Rose is at the Coachella Music Festival performing, and she's supported by Marshall Montana. In Dominica, we fail to recognize our own living legends. We pay them no heed. We don't celebrate them, but we celebrate a lot of the overseas artists. When we sit on television, we read about them. And we're very happy that Leroy can come up with this concept that will give an opportunity to Dominica, to the rest of the world, and to all mothers to appreciate what your role is. Because without a mother, there would be no way that any one of us would be sitting here on this online radio. And we're very happy that the mother of song in Dominica is celebrating 40 years in this industry. 40 years can only come once in a lifetime.
And that was event coordinator, calypsonian, a comedian, and a popular MC, Val Coffey. And a general secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, or DPSU, Thomas Leta, claims the leadership of the union is being attached and every effort is being done to destabilize the DPSU. That's not attached, that's attacked. Mr. Leta was speaking on the DPSU program yesterday, April 24th, where he said, "We have been taking a lot for too long.
Had it not been for the Dominica Public Service Union, no attention would be paid or would have been paid to public officers. There would not have been any promise of junior clerks being appointed. No way. Because we have been making noise, as somebody said, for years, and know that we are prepared to take action. And now that the public officers are fully placing their support behind the leadership of their union, the whole thing has changed. And the leadership of the union is being attacked. And every effort is being made to destabilize the Dominican Public Service Union. Ikola said that the chain is very strong. Every single link in that chain makes it strong. And if we stick together, nobody will be able to break us. We have spoken for a long time. We are not being heard. Whether it is the politicians who are not hearing us, whether it's some public officers who are not hearing us, we are saying that we have been talking for too long.
Mr. Leiter says that the letters of invitation sent to the minister responsible for public service have never been acknowledged, nor has there been any attendance by the government representatives such as the DPSU functions and events. Leiter revealed that the union's executive has taken a collective decision not to respond to the people who attacked the DPSU.
The Prime Minister should not be having direct interface with public officers to discuss personal issues and personal matters. This is unprecedented. And as I said, it would have never happened during Charles Savre's reign as General Secretary. He would have never allowed Patrick John to do it. It never happened under Dame Eugenia Charles. It never happened under Prime Minister Edison James. So we should not now allow it to happen. I think public officers need to understand clearly and should take a moment to understand the history of this public service union, which started off well over 80 more years ago, if my memory serves me correct, as an association, and today being what it is. I think public officers need to understand the history of this organization, and we should not allow any attempt to marginalize that. The executive and the union should stand firmly and oppose that situation. We have persons who have served this executive and served on the executive. I have, as I said, a number of them still in Dominica, I can call names, who served on the executive and know it is wrong. And my thing, Brother Leiter, truth is truth. If something is wrong, it is wrong.
Well, of course, that clearly was not Thomas Leiter, but a very admittant caller giving a valid point to Mr. Leiter himself. And the head coordinator of the Ronald Charles Rosa Valley Wrongdoers League, Eugenia Jolly, has praised the executive of the Wrongdoers League as effective and competent. She went on to label the 2019 Wrongdoers League as a complete success thus far, as Jolly spoke to Q95 News on Wednesday.
Well, to talk the truth, it was really good. We had the different teams from the Valley taking part, and everybody did their best. But in the end, we know the best team will move forward.
All right, and Dowasco has received the two water trucks valued at $1 million and $400,000 at a handing over ceremony hosted by UNICEF and Dowasco at the Dowasco compound at Rawls Lane in Goodwill. Chairman of the Board of Directors of Dowasco, Louis Patrick Hill, claimed that Dowasco has been able to satisfy the water needs of the people of Dominica far more efficiently and at a higher level of a service than ever before.
And I believe that this utility, this company, was able to satisfy the need of the people of this country with water far quicker, far more efficiently, far more rapidly than any other utility in this country. And I say that with no apologies. Not Flo, not Digicel, not Domlec, nobody. We were by far the most effective responders to both disasters when they happened. And for that, the employees, the management, and Mr. Etinov deserve congratulations and a big, big thank you.
That was the chairman of the board of directors at Dowasco, Mr. Louis Patrick Hill. And meantime, Minister for Climate Resilience, Sir Joseph Isaac, says these trucks are more than vehicles to distribute water, but they are part of a larger investment of millions of dollars.
I don't want us to see the trucks as just vessels for holding water, but as part of the process of reducing vulnerability and risk in Dominica. Under the Ministry of Environment, tens of millions of dollars have been invested under the DVRP project as a disaster vulnerable risk project in the storage, and that is in collaboration also with DUASCO in regards to storage and distribution of water. But what we have learned over the past years is not only based on storage, but also sometimes, and in several instances, our distribution system is impacted. And therefore, we need redundancy in the system. Herein lies the asset of the water trucks. The government of Dominica is determining its efforts and commitment to build a resilience water sector towards providing potable water throughout the island. This was mandated and adopted in 2015, but was disrupted by the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in 2015 and Hurricane Maria in 2017. I'm happy to report that 98% of communities around Dominica now have access to potable water. Lest we forget, I want us to remember that we have come a very, very, very long way from the day of Maria.
And that was Minister for Climate Resilience, Mr. Joseph Isaac. And the Discover Dominica Authority, or DDA, is hosting a Tourism Awareness Month, or TAM, as the objective behind recognizing this month is to increase awareness as it relates to tourism, as well as to educate the public on ways that they could contribute to such an important sector of the economy. This is according to Project Officer at the Dominica, at Discover Dominica, Mr. Daphne Vidal. As she says, those remarks at the recent press conference where she discloses several of the activities organized in recognition of a TAM.
Discover Dominica Authority celebrates Tourism Awareness Month in May each year. The purpose of Tourism Awareness Month is to increase public awareness on the importance of tourism and to let persons know how they can contribute to developing this really important sector in our country. This year we have organized a number of activities for Tourism Awareness Month. These include radio programs, television programs, presentations to schools, the Tourism Youth Congress, which is an annual competition, so to speak, for secondary school students, and it's well received by the secondary school students because the winner of that competition goes on to represent Dominica at the Caribbean Tourism Organization's Regional Youth Congress, which is held in September or October. Hike Fest and Dom Fest activities also form part of Tourism Awareness Month, as well as Jazz and Creole. And we will also be launching our staycation program during Tourism Awareness Month. In keeping with the theme of being climate resilient and conscious of how our actions impact the environment, we would like to sensitize persons on how their actions impact the environment. And this is the message that we will be pushing for Tourism Awareness Month, both to the schools and in our public awareness campaigns that we will be having.
And that was Daphne Vidal, a project officer at the Discover Dominica Authority. And the Barbados economy could be in line for a major boost as the U.S.-based development company known as Smart seeks to attract approximately $2 billion in foreign direct investment for development projects over a 10-year period. Officials of the company, who described it as a Barbadian-owned U.S.-domiciled sustainability management fintech solution firm, said it has been in the making for the past 3 years. It is a pre-launch last evening, as the company officials have said the new strategic initiative has two main purposes: to introduce the first fully eco-designed and sustainable properties in Barbados for development and investment, and to accelerate economic recovery. And global counterterrorism situations remain very worrying, says senior officials, as UN-EU signs a new agreement to fight the scourge that killed more than 350 people in the past week alone. In the second annual UN-EU counterterrorism leaders dialogue held at the UN Nations in New York, senior officials from the UN counterterrorism office and the EU's secretary and the defense section exchanged views on the common priorities and signed a framework agreement to promote a new spirit of practical collaboration Commission to strengthen the collaboration and have more of an impact in countries in Africa and the Middle East as well as Asia.
Is an occasion first to share assessment, the threat assessment, where are we right now, and actually we are in a very worrying situation. I think we agree with that with the United Nations colleagues. And then to review the different programs that the United Nations is pursuing with the support also, many of them, of the European Union in order to fight terrorism and to prevent violent extremism, and the conferences that are being prepared in order to help mobilize the international community to which the European Union is also participating. Now, very important that today we will be signing a framework agreement with the United Nations on the fight against terrorism, which will provide stability to the engagement of the European Union with the United Nations in this common endeavor. And this agreement foresees regular meetings and identification of focal points, which will render even easier and more intense the already very important cooperation that is underway.
And here's a recap of the headlines. Val Kofi, event coordinator, calypsonian, comedian and popular MC, says Dominica is a lady of song. Ophelia Marie has not been adequately recognized officially in Dominica. Barbados economy in line for a major boost as a US-based development company Smart seeks to attract approximately $2 billion in foreign direct investment for development projects over the 10-year period. And a global counterterrorism situation remains very worrying, says a senior official, as UN-EU signs a new agreement to fight the disgorge that killed more than 350 people in the past week alone. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.